This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for being with us. A very important topic this year is the Affordable Care Act, federal health reform, and we're going to be talking about that on today's program. I'm very pleased to have in studio with me today Jessica Rodriguez Herrera. She is from Health Action New Mexico. Jessica, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me here.
It's great to have you here today. You know, I want to start off with the organization. I've actually, in the past, some time ago, talked with someone from Health Action New Mexico, but many of our listeners may not be familiar with the organization. Tell me about it and its focus.
So Health Action New Mexico is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to bring together organizations and consumers to influence policy that affects the health of all people living in New Mexico. We also focus on developing policy solutions to improve access to health care. We also promote leadership and a consumer voice on health issues, and also share tools and resources in the community for advocacy. Here in southern New Mexico, I am here focusing my efforts on creating awareness about the Medicaid expansion. We have 1 in 5 New Mexicans that do not have health coverage, and this is the second highest in the nation. And now with the Medicaid expansion, many of those will now be able to have health coverage.
Yeah, many people are familiar that Governor Susana Martinez did agree to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. As you mentioned, New Mexico has the second highest rate of uninsured individuals in the nation. And right next door is number one, Texas. And unfortunately, for the folks in Texas who are uninsured, Governor Rick Perry has not agreed to expand Medicaid. This is the case elsewhere as well, as I understand that not all states have expanded.
No, not all states. So we are very fortunate in having that, and it's a time to celebrate for many because they will now have access to health care.
Okay. Now, this is an important issue. I want to get into some of the nuts and bolts. Under the Affordable Care Act, with this expansion of Medicaid, who now qualifies for Medicaid?
Well, adults between the ages of 19 to 64 will now be able to get health coverage if they qualify based on income. So we've actually expanded the income levels, and we are estimating that there are 170,000 individuals statewide here in New Mexico who are uninsured and who will now be eligible for Medicaid. In southern New Mexico, it's estimated that 50 to 60,000 individuals will now be eligible for Medicaid due to the expansion, but 83% of that population does not know. So once again, this is why I'm focusing my efforts on creating awareness within the community so people can go sign up for Medicaid.
Okay, and of course, I'm sure to get exact income limits for eligibility, folks can go online and be able to get that information.
Yes, or they can go to the Income Support Division offices. We have two here in Las Cruces, and then we also have one in Anthony they can access.
Okay, and to find out where those offices are, they can go on to your website?
They could potentially go on to our website, or they could, I do not mind getting emails from individuals. My email is Jessica at healthactionnm.org, and to ask me any questions that they may have on how to go about the process of signing up for Medicaid. It's very important, and I would be more than happy to help anyone out there who asks for help.
Okay, well, that's a good website address to give as well, which is a part of your email address. It's Jessica at
HealthActionNM.org.
HealthActionNM.org. Okay, your website and lots more information that due to time constraints, we probably won't be able to get to today is online there. One thing I do want to get to is with this expansion of Medicaid, when can individuals begin to enroll and where can they enroll?
Well, we did just mention the Income Support Division offices, which we have 2 in Las Cruces, 1 in Anthony. And the marketplace opens the 1st of October. And that is when individuals will be able to also sign up for Medicaid.
Okay. And when you say income support, that is a state office or
yes,
federal?
Yes, it's state. Federal
it's
and
a
state.
Federal yes. and state, okay. But that's how they would be. They would look it up in the phone book or online is Income Support Division.
Yes, the ISD.
Okay.
And then also they can begin enrolling in October 1st, but their benefits will not start until January of 2014. So that's important to understand. But it's a really good idea to go in there October and get signed up because sometimes it takes about 45 days in order for you to get the whole process complete. So don't wait till January. Otherwise, you'll be there till mid-February without your Medicaid if you qualify. So it's better to do it now.
Yeah, I'm sure with the holidays as well, people would rather get it done in October
yes,
rather
definitely.
Than during the holiday time.
Definitely.
So tell me about, in addition to doing radio interviews like this, and we mentioned your website already, the approaches you're taking to inform the community.
Well, we are taking a community-based approach, and it's basically just finding other agencies, organizations, individuals within the community and collaborating with them, working with them together to get the word out. I believe community is very powerful in the word of mouth and what they can do when they come together, and that's the most important thing right now is just coming together as a community and helping create awareness. And I'm also open to any organizations that I haven't contacted yet for them to contact me and be able to collaborate with them in the future. My overall goal and Health Action New Mexico's overall goal is just to help other individuals and create awareness about the new healthcare options that they have. Another thing that we do is we provide simple checklists for the community that empowers them to and gives them an idea of if they qualify or not for Medicaid. Sometimes maybe they will, maybe they won't, but based on that checklist, it gives them a pretty good idea if they qualify or not. We do have materials both in English and Spanish, being that we do live on the U.S.-Mexico border. That is very very important. Also, I will be giving presentations within the community, very simple presentations just to inform individuals once again about their new healthcare options. I can do these presentations in both English and Spanish. And once again, I welcome individuals to contact me if they would like for me to do a presentation in their community.
Yeah, that's great. And I understand not only talking about some of the other options with the health law, but in particular, talking about the Medicaid expansion. You can let folks know, just like you are right now on the radio, about the expansion. One thing also we should mention, and this is important, I had just heard about this actually the other day, so that people are not confused, Medicaid is getting a new name in New Mexico.
Yes, and that will be Centennial Care. So there's a lot of confusion, and it's I don't know why they do it all at the same time.
We've heard a lot of things with centennial attached to it in the last year or so with New Mexico's centennial, haven't we?
Yes. So all programs of Medicaid handled by the state are now known as Centennial Care or will be known as Centennial Care. And Medicaid expansion is one of those programs. So very simple. They are doing some presentations out in the community. I can't think off the top of my head right now, but I know they're having one at the library, the Brannigan Library, and then I believe the Community Action Agency will be having one. And I believe those dates center around the 14th, 15th, and 16th, which is a Saturday, Sunday, and also a Monday. So be on the lookout for that. Contact the library or the Community Action Agency, and I'm sure they'd be able to give you that information.
And we should mention, Jessica mentioned October 1st is the date when you can begin to apply if you qualify for the Medicaid expansion under the health law. We should also mention that on October 1st is when folks who qualify to participate in another program can begin to do so. That is that there are federal subsidies for folks who may have an income too high to get Medicaid, but they can buy insurance through the health exchanges that are being set up in New Mexico. Starting October 1st, they can begin to shop around for health insurance. And depending on their income, they might be able to get a federal subsidy to help pay for health insurance. Again, this is another part of the health law.
Mm-hmm.
Very
that's
important
correct.
To know. Another thing that's important, and a lot of people have been talking about this, it's one of the big movers for why many states have accepted the Medicaid expansion. We have been, during this interview, talking about the fact that it will benefit individuals who qualify, but the benefits go far beyond those individuals.
Yes, they do. It'll benefit all communities. And, you know, if we go back and we look at the statistic that I mentioned in the beginning, 1 in 5 New Mexicans is not insured. So, I mean, I know we all know at least 5 people, if not 20 people, if not 30 people. So if we think about that, having our family members healthier, having our friends healthier. So that's a huge impact. Another impact it should have is on the health disparities that we experience here along the U.S.-Mexico border. People will now have access to preventative services, will now have access to health care who never had access before. And that's just a really exciting time. So we all benefit from this. Having a healthier community is very important.
Okay. So. Very important information. Once again, Jessica, give you a chance to give that website address so folks who want more information can get it.
So you can contact me at jessica@healthactionnm.org, or you can also look us up at healthactionnewmexico.org. And a lot of great information. I welcome emails. I'm here to help. And please contact me.
Jessica Rodriguez Herrera with Health Action New Mexico. Jessica, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.